Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. We're live here on a beautiful day in the neighborhood, in the neighborhood of Tucson, at least, in Arizona. Beautiful day, and around the country. I know so many of you have been facing some difficult weather, and we've been thinking of you and praying for you, and we all have our moments, don't we, with the weather thing. Hey, come on in live in our Intentional Living Center. I got a question I've been rattling around in my head here today as we talk about being intentional with our lives and how we live our lives and so on. How should a Christian, how should a follower of Jesus Christ, and if that's you, how should you and I manage our habits? That's what we're going to talk about today. Maybe you want to join in about a habit you've taken back for God's glory, for your own benefit, and you've taken back, taken control. You're welcome to join us here at 888-888-1717 is the number. I am Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Stephen. On a beautiful day in our Intentional Living Center. Habits, you know, habits, think about habits for a minute. Your habits really don't give a rip about you. They don't care. Your habits don't care about your health. They don't care about your marriage. They don't care about your finances. They don't even care about your happiness. They only care about fulfilling its own desire, immediate gratification. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute. Is that true? Yes, because if your habits and my habits cared about you, or my habits cared about me and your habits cared about you, we would stop, they would stop hurting us. Because some of our habits, frankly, are just self-destructive. And there are really three approaches to habit, three kinds of habits. There's life survival habits. When you and I were kids, we didn't know how to tie our shoe, and then we learned, someone taught us, and I bet you all tie your shoe the same way every time you tie your shoe. You start with the same foot, left foot, right foot, over the top, back. I mean, come on, the way you tie your shoe and so on is different probably than your neighbor. Riding a bike, learning to eat. These are habits. These are the way God wired us. We have to have these life survival habits or we would be wandering around like an infant all of our lives, rethinking and redoing everything every day. We learn these habits. They're survival habits. Let me give you an example. We're not on TV, so you can't see me, but try this. Jennifer, would you try it? Stephen, you try it. I'll try it here in the studio. Take a moment, like you're in a chair. Now, if you're driving a car, don't do this, but fold your arms. There you go. Fold your arms. All right? Now, unfold your arms, and now do it the same way, but in the opposite direction. Kind of weird, isn't it? You all look kind of weird in there trying to do that. And you know what? There's not a right or wrong way. You can do it one way, you can do it another way. There's a lot of habits in life that are sort of benign. They get us through life. And you're going to learn it in a certain way, and I'm going to learn it in a different way, and that's okay. But then we have these life-giving habits. You know, how we eat and what we eat, that's a life-giving habit. How we spend our money, come on. Some of you have terrible habits with money, and it's just a habit that was developed. Reading scripture, that's a life-giving habit, a positive thing in your life to grow spiritually. Manners, learning manners and having a habit of manners. I was commenting to my granddaughter and Zoe, she's 11, and we took the kids after school last night to get some ice cream. Bad habit. She held the door for everybody. Said, thank you, Papa. I said, I'm really proud of you, Zoe. That's a great habit. A young lady or a young man, 10, 11 years, learning manners, that'll carry them in good stead through their whole entire life. A life-giving habit of listening in your marriage, learning to pray. My wife's up at 5 o'clock every morning in the dark or in the summer in the light, reading scripture, reading her devotional, much more spiritual than I am, I have to admit. But that's a habit she's developed, and I know it wouldn't be a good day if she didn't. It's just part of her pattern with coffee, by the way. Maybe that's part of the driving force too, I guess. But there are life-altering habits. There are habits that we can have in our life that alter the course of our life. Bad habits that become dependency in our life. Habits that were developed maybe by a behavior, by a reaction in life, it's something you tried to resolve, and you tried to do it through drugs or alcohol or pornography or any number of other things, and you all know that those kinds of habits can become more than just a habit. It can become a dependency, but it's still something that can be, that needs to be dealt with in our lives, sometimes needing professional help. The power of habits. So what does all this mean? What it means is that you and I need to really take some stock of the habits we have in our life and think about what one thing, what's one habit in our life that we want to take back for God's glory and for our benefit and the benefit of our family. And it could be as simple as saying, I'm going to work on that man or thing, or I'm going to work on not being critical of my spouse, or I want to change my habit on how I drive a car. One of the things that drives me nuts, I drive into the office here, and we got Oracle Road out front. It's 50 miles north of us here, 50 miles an hour. And people coming in will drive literally 2 or 3, 4 feet behind the person in front of them, tailgating. When they have multiple car lengths behind them, I'm thinking, well, that is a terrible, potentially life-altering bad habit. When people tailgate, that's a habit. It can be changed. To just say, hey, that's a habit I don't have. I've learned, hey, that's one of the better habits, life-giving habits that I've learned. Give some space if I can. So we got a lot of different kinds of habits that can develop, and some of them are positive and some of them are negative. The question is, what's a habit? I want to hear your story. Give God glory here today. Is there a habit? Maybe it's having to do with your phone, a time, how you spend your money, how you relate, something in your life you just said, hey, God, this is something I need to change for your glory and for my benefit, my family's, and you've taken that habit back and it's changed your life and you want to give a shout out and glory to God. Let's go. Phone lines open. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Margie in Kansas, you're up first. What's been a positive thing in your life?
Yeah, so the habit that I switched up was I just was notorious for going straight to my phone first thing in the morning, and that really dictated my attitude towards my children, just towards the day. And ever since I broke that habit and I don't go straight for my phone, I at least give myself the time to be alone, just be quiet with God for a little bit, has absolutely affected and changed my life.
How long did it take for that to become not just a, I've got to do this or I'm going to do this, to, boy, if I don't do it, I'm going to ruin my day?
I honestly just noticed it within the first couple days of doing it, how greatly it affected my, when I pull out my phone first, my patience for my children just goes way down. And so I just got in the habit where I realized I have to not touch my phone. I have to put that away because it changes my whole household attitude. Yeah. So it's a big deal.
All right. Life change. That's one of those life-giving habits. What about you? One you've taken back for God's glory. Maybe you didn't even think of it that way, but you say, hey, it really is. I'm giving God glory today. And boy, it's been a benefit to me. I'm going to encourage somebody who's feeling a little stuck today. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Six things I want to share very briefly with you. Six things that you can do that will turn a decision into a habit. Number one, if you don't want to do it, if you don't want to change, or you don't have to change, you're not going to change. There's not a thing I can say, your spouse can say, anybody can say, if you don't want to change. Change is a decision, and there's two ways that we change. We either have strong enough desire that we want to change, or we have no choice to change. I've talked to many men in particular who have been challenged to change in their relationship with their spouse, and they've made no change until they had no choice but to change or lose their family. I've talked to people who've not changed in dealing with their health until they face the diagnosis that says either change or die.
This is true in every area of our life. If we don't want to change or we don't have to change, we're not going to change.
An excerpt, sharing with you six, seven things that will make a difference in putting, unleashing the power of the kind of habits that will draw you closer to God and strengthen your relationships. It's in our member-only site at our website for our member community, those of you who are so faithful in your ongoing prayers and support for the ministry, thank you. There's a little code you put in. We can get that to you if you've lost it or misplaced it or we didn't get it to you in the first place. But as you join today, we'll make sure you will as well as you join us in support. You can all do that by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or you can click on or you can call, rather, 888-888-1717 during the show and during the day, and press number 2. And when you do that, that will take you right to our staff, okay? Fair enough. All right, you can join us here, sharing with us a habit you've taken back for God's glory. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let me get right to the calls here. We've got people waiting to go. Connie is up first in Michigan. How you doing, Connie?
17.
Good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's been a life-giving habit you've taken back in your life?
I went through a very rough time, and about the last two years with personal struggles. I've been raised in the church. I know the Bible. However, I never thought I would get to the point where I wouldn't want to go to church because of how I was hurt by a few church people. And I've listened to your radio for the last 30 days, and I listen to people call, and I'm like, yeah, you know. But I have made it a point to listen to this radio station on my way to and from work every day. I've been working with forgiving those that have hurt me. And between the two and my mom helping me, guiding me through it, I can say it's been instrumental in my emotional health and moving forward, you know, and it has repaired my relationship with God.
Amen. Well, Connie, we're glad we could play a part in that. And people hurt people. And I'll tell you what, learned a long time ago because of all the church involvement we've had, talk about the community of people, Christians, we're just fallen people who've been saved. And sometimes we do stupid stuff and hurtful stuff, and a lot of people do get turned off, unfortunately. But man, I'm so proud of you and pleased to hear that you're trying to get beyond that and forgive those people and get your eyes back on Christ and see that there's power in that kind of a fellowship with other believers.
Because you have, you know, people say what resentment and bitterness does to you. It says it in the Bible.
Right.
And I've felt it in myself, things that I never would have said, angry, hurtful, evil things, and I just started to not like it. When people would tell me, that's not you, your light has dimmed, and I just was like, okay, what do I got to do? So that was what I did. I said, if something's going to change, I've got to make a change, and I have to start putting more into myself that's going to fill me and not take away.
Amen. Well, Connie, we're going to be praying for you. We've got a lot of people just really encouraged by your story, and we're glad we could play a part in it here through the radio and through Intentional Living. Which station are you listening to in Michigan? Do you know?
The 99.7 Family Life Radio.
Terrific. In mid-Michigan, out of Midland. Thank you, Connie. Let me just say this to our listeners at 99.7 in Midland, Michigan. That's why we're on the air. And our Michigan listeners, not everybody in the country is aware, but our Michigan listeners are aware that we just had a special campaign a week ago, I think, to get a new transmitter for that 99.7 in Midland, Michigan, because the old one is about to die. And you all took care of it, and it's being built and can be on its way. And when I get a call like from you, Connie, it's humbling. And that's why we do this. God bless you. Thank you, Connie. Get plugged in. Hey, listen, churches are imperfect. Imperfect people. And then once I show up, it's even more imperfect because that's just the reality of life. There's nobody perfect. Even your pastor, even though you might think he is, he isn't. that's for sure. All right. Thank you. Let me go to Peggy next in Iowa. Hi, Peggy. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Terrific. Talking about habits. What's going on? One you're taking back in Jesus' name. What is it?
Well, I tell you, Jesus is an amazing person to go to and pray. I hit rock bottom in my life. I had changed habits of cigarettes, alcohol, and drugs into an addiction that basically took all of anything of inheritance or anything of livelihood or goodness out of my life. And it came to a day where I was back listening to Joy 88, and I was listening to you and listening to the music, and I basically just asked Jesus if he would please take those addictions away from me. And he did. Miraculously, I still have to put roadblocks up.
Yep.
The senses of my smell and taste made those items disgusting to me. And I've been clean and free for almost 20 years. And in all that time, Family Life Radio has been the only thing that I have listened to since I heard you that one day. And Shannon, I heard her one day give her testimony, and her testimony moved me so much that I've never stopped worshiping or stopped listening.
We didn't plant these calls. Shannon, I don't know if you can hear in heaven. We know there's a great cloud of witness, but that's a word to you and to the life that she gave and ministered, and we miss you. For those who didn't know, Shannon's was part of our team here and hosted a show. But more than that, she just ministered to people. And the reality of cancer and disease stepped in the way. And we always ask those questions of why, right, God, why? And then we see the legacy of these calls coming in. Peggy, thank you. You know, when I hear Peggy's call, this isn't, she said something that I need to comment on, a really practical thing. 20 years ago, she said, God, I'm tired, I'm done with these addictions, help me. And God freed her. But then she didn't go on in La La Land to say, well, everything was hunky-dory. She said, temptation's still there. And one of the things we know about habits is that when they get formed in our life, they don't typically just disappear, even when you change a habit. They're laying in the back. You know, it's kind of like something in the back of your head waiting to pop up to the front. And you put yourself in the wrong situation, the wrong place, the wrong time, wrong situation. It's easy for that old habit to kind of come to the front. And so it's a daily decision. Practical. If you have problems with bad habits with money, be careful carrying credit cards around. If you got bad habits with Oreo cookies, hello. That's me, by the way. I'm just, don't have them in the house. Okay? quick story and then a break. I was working on getting rid of Oreo cookies. And so what did my wife do? This is years ago. She went out and got Fig Newtons. I hate Fig Newtons. And we got, can have a bag of Fig Newtons that's well expired sitting in the cupboard, but it took care of the problem. If it was Oreo cookies, however, we'd have another issue. All right. Back to the serious here. Hey, as a Christian, how do we manage these habits for God's glory? Come on. We all struggle with stuff and for our own benefit. Maybe one you've taken back and want to give a shout out to God for his blessing in that. Give us a call. 888-888-1717.
Are the habits shaping your life making you stronger or holding you back? In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Habits, you'll learn how to identify the habits shaping your life and intentionally replace unhealthy patterns with godly habits that lead to lasting change.
What one habit do you have right now you'd like to eliminate in your life? When we think of five essential areas of life, faith, family, health, finances, and work, and you had to pick one habit that you know is not building strength into your life, what would it be?
Create new habits this year and support intentional living with a monthly gift. When you do, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. As a reminder, you all are making a difference, and boy, in really practical ways. Appreciate your support and standing with me and our team here, doing what we're trying to do to help people know Jesus and live for Him intentionally and solve problems in their life as a result. And you're helping us. Check it out at theintentionallife.com. Warren Buffett, he's been pretty successful, made an interesting statement on this topic. He said, chains of habits are too light to be felt until they are too heavy to be broken. Boy, that's true. A lot of our habits start out as just little things, right? In fact, here's a passage from the book of James, James chapter 1. I think this is really we see this in research on habit formation today, how habits are formed, and James lays it out here, and James 1, 14 and 15, he says, temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and then drag us away. See, the point is, you're not going to develop a habit if you don't have a craving for it. Most of us don't have a craving for broccoli, for instance. Okay, so you eat broccoli and you might enjoy broccoli, but you don't wake up in the morning with your first thought, I got to have broccoli. And if you do, I'd love to hear from you. But seriously, it says temptation comes from our own desires. There's this craving. We're enticed and then drags us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions, bad habits, things we shouldn't be doing, things that are going to damage our spirit and our relationships. And the verse goes on to say, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. Some of you know exactly what that means when it comes to habits. Some of them are just sort of benign, don't make much difference. Others are life-giving, very positive ones in our life. But these life-altering ones, we really need the special dose of the Holy Spirit to help us with those things, don't we? That's what we're hearing, stories of people who are saying, I want to give a shout-out, glory to God. Let's get back to calls. Do I have time? Yeah, let me go to Rita in Georgia. Hi, Rita. How are you?
I'm doing much better since I listened to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Tell us about this thing on habits. What's been going on? What habit have you been forming that's helped you?
Well, my mother passed away in 2022, and I had been holding a grudge against my mother because of my childhood. And I wouldn't go and put flowers on her grave because it was a habit that I was paying her back for not raising me happily. And that had become a habit to just ignore going by that cemetery and have driven by it several times. But I wouldn't go put flowers on her grave because my habit was to say, you were mean to me, so I'm going to be mean to you. And today you have made me realize that I need to break that habit and start going to my mother's grave, putting flowers there, telling her I love her, and that Jesus has helped me come back to her.
Amen.
And that's the habit I need to break, is ignoring my mother's death.
You know, Rita,
with your help.
Go ahead.
With your help today, it has made me realize that that's a horrible life habit and that I need to change it, and God is going to help me do that.
Amen. Well, we'll be praying with you on that, Rita. Sometimes these habits like that, I mean, you're really talking about forgiveness, what you're talking about. mom's gone, and got a lot of things that have been hurt, but I choose no longer to keep bringing back to the surface the pain and the hurt, because that doesn't do me any good, and it certainly isn't honoring to God. So I choose to make a difference. And in your case, you're doing it in a very tangible, physical, tactile way. You're going to take those flowers, and you know, it might be something after a few times of that moment of experience to help you feel more freedom and realize, hey, I can drive by that cemetery without those feelings continuing to hold me captive. You know, that's really what habits are. They hold us captive. And some of them are benign, like I've said, you know, how you tie your shoe. But I trying to tie my shoe another way than I tie it would be really frustrating, just like we did the experiment on folding our arms, right? I mean, why do I have to practice the fold them the other way? I mean, it's too much work and it doesn't make any difference. But when there are things that make a difference, like I can't drive by my parents' cemetery without feeling anger and hurt, then you're held captive. And that may be true with any other thing in your life, substance, pornography, the use of time, money, and Satan loves to camp in our habits. Because the habit itself doesn't give a rip about you or me. It's going to do what it's going to do for its own desire. You want to do a Bible study? Stephen, you're a Bible study guy. He loves, but why don't you look at the habits of people in the scripture? And I think about Daniel. He had the habit of swinging the gate wide open in the morning and praying and irritating the people around him. But he didn't care. That was a habit. Even you look at Jesus, he had the habits of, he had powerful habits in how he interacted with people. Of course, he was the Son of God, right? He is God. But we look at even in Scripture, it'd be an interesting study. Maybe some of you have done that. Send me some of your research. But we see that habits are really a way of choosing to live our lives without having to stop and think about it all the time. And in the process, not allowing those habits that are life-transforming in a negative way to dictate our lives and the future of our lives. Boy, tell you what, we just started on this, kind of took a little different turn than I thought, in a powerful way, hearing your stories. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to just stay here. We're in the place and we're in the mood right now. I'd love to have you call and just share with me off air. We're going to record them. And we'll put them into the show coming up on Monday. And really, the question really is really very simple. What's a habit that you've taken back for God's glory and your benefit? I don't know how you use your time, your money, your relationships, your words, something. And you want to give a shout out, glory to God, and certainly benefit to those you love. Give me a call. The line is reopened for you right now at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. We'll see you next time from Intentional Life Media.